This is Dr. Wrongleton Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Fernandez, FERNANDEZ, first name Christopher, CHRISTOPHER. Excuse me, date of birth, August 10th, 1984. Date of evaluation, March 3rd, 2026. The referring physician, Dr. Hassan Saqib, SAQIB. The chief complaint, pre-op, endoscopic discectomy. The HPI, the patient is a 41-year-old male who reports a reports an industrial injury, period. He states that he and a colleague were carrying a 400-pound battery on a rainy day on uneven, muddy terrain. He subsequently developed an injury, period. He had noted shooting pain from the leg to the foot, period. He was seen at Concentra the next day. He stated that they examined the foot but not the back. He had burning sensation and was initially kept off work for approximately 6 weeks, but was compelled to return to work, at which time he sought medical legal help. He was ultimately diagnosed with herniated disc, period. He has continued with burning and numbness, period. He has noted back pain, which he rates as 8/10, and constant. The pain radiates down the leg, period. The was noted to have numbness and tingling into the right lower limb, matching the L5 dermatome, period. The patient was, again, felt to have require surgical intervention. He is now seen preoperatively. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation. The past medical history, he has had an electrical shock, which he stated was work-related, period. Past surgical history, motor vehicle accident at age 2. The medications, naproxen, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died at age 85 of ovarian cancer, father also died at approximately age 85. Social history, patient reports marijuana use 2 to 3 times a day, which he states he uses for pain control. He denies cigarette or alcohol use. Review of systems. He has had weight gain. The review of systems, otherwise significant for psychiatric, he has depression, insomnia, and anxiety. The physical examination, blood pressure 119/74, pulse 75, respiratory rate 18, height 69.5 inches, weight 253.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal exam. He has tenderness in the right lumbosacral region, period. He otherwise is noted to have tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. The straight leg test is positive on the right, period. Range of motion is limited to the pain. The data review lumbar MRI 8/19/24 reveals a central disc herniation at L4-5, causing severe bilateral recess stenosis. Formal radiology report: central disc extrusion with annular fissure at L4-5, moderate bilateral L4-L5 and L5-S1 neuroforaminal narrowing, central disc protrusion with annular fissures at L3-L4 and L5-S1 with moderate spinal canal narrowing, mild to moderate bilateral L3-4 neuroforaminal narrowing. There is mild stepwise retrolisthesis at L3-5. The trace bilateral L5 acute pedicular bone marrow edema, period. The patient was noted to have an abnormal EKG. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 69 beats per minute. There is mild SD elevation in the inferior lead. Given his abnormal EKG and SD elevation in the inferior lead, he was referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram reveals sinus rhythm, normal left ventricular wall thickness. Ejection fraction is normal with ejection fraction 60-65%, period. There is no segmental wall motion abnormality, period. The impression: this is a 41-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. He has weakness of the right lower extremities. Next number, spinal stenosis of the lumbar region. Next number, right lumbar reticulopathy. Next number, lumbar disc herniation. Period. Patient is not scheduled for surgical intervention. Period. He is noted to have a mildly abnormal EKG. Period. However, he is asymptomatic. Echocardiogram reveals normal LV function and the absence of segmental wall motion abnormality, period. Patient is thought to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same sign. Dr. Rollington Ferguson.